Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
People are doing better.
And then you have this AP poll saying, have Biden's policies helped or hurt you? Hurt a lot. It says 42%.
Yeah, whoosh.
But being weird, he can't even make speeches. Some of the say doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand what he's saying.
You sure about that?
That important foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know there's a lot of interest in reports from the Middle East overnight. I'm going to say it now, though I know you all will certainly ask me about it, that we do not have any comment on the reports at this time.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Whoosh.
Is, let's be clear, a vote for Trump. Don't do it. Vote for Trump. Excuse me, vote for Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Kerry Kennedy, was that the Jack Daniels or the Ambien speaking when you said vote for Trump? What a buffoon. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm going to play some cuts from Monica Tibbetts Nutt. You probably never heard of her. She's the Secretary of Transportation, just the sort of person you would expect Mara Healey to pick as her Secretary of Transportation. But we'll get to those cuts in a moment. I want to do the Biden cuts. Biden today was at the IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Construction and Maintenance Conference. And, you know, he's a big union guy. And last time he was talking about the IBEW, he called them the IEBW. He's no malarkey, no malarkey. He's a great union guy. Just ask him. And so let's just play some of these cuts today, and then we'll move on. These cuts from this woman in the Hackorama, they're just gonna irritate you to no end. This is what happens in a one party state, though. Not going anywhere. But anyway, let's first do the Biden stuff. Cut five.
Law says when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, it has to buy American products with it, and it has to use American labor. But that was honored in an exception. The vast majority of the presidents didn't do it, and the last guy didn't even know it.
That was honored in exception. What does that mean? And the last guy didn't even know what? He didn't know the exception. How about this one? Student loans, cut seven.
And despite the Supreme Court and our Republican friends trying to block us, they haven't stopped me from pursuing an alternative path to relieve the crushing burden of student debt. That includes forgiving loans for vocational school, community college, and some apprentice programs as well. By the way, all these things are saving America money. We're not costing money. It's saving America. It's growing the economy, for God's sake. People are doing better.
People are doing better. Are they really doing better?
Very fake news.
Are they really doing better? We're going to have to take a break to go to another cut from Fox News. Are people doing better? Let's ask the latest poll to come out of Fox News. Cut four.
Culver number two here shows a median monthly payment for a home purchase is up 10%. Mortgage rates change since the start of Biden's term is up 7%. And then you have this AP poll saying, have Biden's policies helped or hurt you? Hurt a lot. It says 42%.
Yeah.
That's not spin on our part, right? That's just facts.
They're better off. That's why only 42% say the policies have hurt them a lot, because it's doing well. They're doing well. Cut eight.
By the way, just parenthetically, you know how much we have 1,000 billionaires in America? You know what the average federal tax rate is for them? Billionaire, billion, not million, billion.
Billion, million, trillion, gazillion, bodillion. It's all the same, right? Cut nine.
For the years, the previous 15 years, 20 years, corporations look for the cheapest labor in the world, sent the jobs, sent the product to those, sent the jobs to those laborers, whether they're in Asia or Europe, wherever they were, and then they sent the product back home. Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
I'm exporting. Cut one.
The reason I got the first 4 years is the IBEW, and that's no malarkey. You guys stood up first.
Wait a second. He said the United Steelworkers yesterday stood up first, didn't he? And then a couple weeks before that, he said it was the UAW that stood up first. Was this in the Persian or the Polish or the Jewish or the Greek or the Puerto Rican or the black neighborhood? Was this before or after he went to the black church or to the synagogue or to mass? Cut two.
Union workers, IBEW, I'm president, and that's not no malarkey because of you. That's no joke.
So it's no malarkey and no joke. His word as a Biden. That's not hyperbole. I like the way, you know, okay, so sometimes I guess you call, I didn't, my grandfathers were long dead before I was born, so I never talked much about them, but maybe you do refer to your maternal grandfather by his last name, but how often do you refer to an uncle by his last name? Cut four.
I had an uncle named Ed Finnegan. He said, Joey, you are a union from belt buckle to shoe sole.
Again, though, he's never been in a union. And it doesn't make you a better person for having been in a union, but why does he keep claiming to have been in a union? I mean, if you claim to be a veteran and you're not a veteran, it's stolen valor. What is the claim to be a union person? Is that, what do you call that? Is that stolen labor? We need a phrase for how he claims to keep being in a union. Let me hear that again, how he's union. Cut four.
I had an uncle named Ed Finnegan. He said, Joey, you are a union from belt buckle to shoe sole.
Doesn't he need a card or something to, you know, like that was the ultimate proof that Elizabeth Warren was a fake Indian. She didn't have a card from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. If you're an Indian, a Native American, you have the card proving it. You know, if you're in a union, you have a card, or you get a pension, or you have some proof. Where's your proof, Joe? Where's your proof? Cut three.
I tell you what. My grandfather, Ambrose Finney, he'd be proud as hell. I'm listed as the most pro-union president in history.
There was an old man named
Ambrose Finnegan.
He had whiskers on his chin again. They fell out and then grew in again. Poor old
man, Ambrose Finnegan.
Begin again.
And my grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, would also be proud that I brought up his namesake and the fact that he was eaten by cannibals in the Pacific during World War II in May of 1944. And the next month, the day after D-Day, he and his three brothers signed up for the military, for the Army. Even though he was dead and had been eaten and ingested by cannibals, he signed up for the military. Cut six.
What's it take to be an electrician? You get a little bit of training. 4 to 5 years of training to become an electrician. You're the best in the world. That's why it's a real thing.
Really, are you gonna bring DEI to the trades too? Then we won't have the best electricians in the world. You can rest assured that that's not gonna happen. 844-500-4242. Was that guy who set himself on fire an extinguished graduate of? Yes, he was an extinguished graduate of USC.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, the FDNY responded and put him out, as the chief said, in an odd turn of phrase. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Tied to the whipping post. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation, rizzoinsurance.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is if you were in the U.S. House, would you vote for the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine tomorrow?
No malarkey. The answer is no.
92% say no.
Okay. All right. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Howie. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm laughing my butt off, Howie. And the reason why I'm laughing my butt off is because two things. Joe Biden, he's killing Alaska for oil drilling and everywhere else.
I saw that. He just took off 13 million acres. 13 million acres.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a religious decision by some nut, somebody who wasn't elected, someone in his administration who's as crazy as this transportation secretary in Massachusetts whose cuts I'm going to play now. And they've just made petroleum, all fossil fuel products coming out of Alaska, more expensive for all of us just because they have this superstition that the planet is coming to an end. Which is fine. Which is fine. They can believe whatever they want. But, you know, that's the old saying, your beliefs or your religion end at the bridge of my nose, right? I mean, take it out. Don't bother me.
Yeah, and the other thing, Howie, is that guy that lit himself, that fellow that lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse where Trump was today.
Yes.
You know what? Apparently he didn't have much to live for.
The women in New York said he was a real hottie. That's from 661.
Ha ha ha.
Thanks for the call. Anyway, this woman, Monica Tibbetts Nutt, and indeed she is a nut.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she looks just like what you would expect someone in the Mara Healey administration with a hyphenated last name to look like. And she gave an unfiltered take to this conference of fellow nuts. And it was reported today by Commonwealth Beacon. That's the online magazine. And she said she came out for all this stuff, and she said she has a task force on what she wants to do. She addressed the advocacy group Walk Massachusetts last week. Walk Massachusetts. I wonder how they like to get around. Bicycles are too much for them, apparently. She wants the installation of toll gantries at the state's borders with neighboring states. She wants to charge Uber and Lyft more. She wants to charge more for package deliveries, charge more for the payroll. The payroll tax, how is she going to do these things without the legislative approval? I mean, she's not going to get it, even as nutty and bad as the legislature is in Massachusetts. But still, it's crazy that someone like this has a job paying almost $200,000 a year. This nut named Nutt. We're going to go after all the people who should be giving us money to make our transportation better and our communities better. Like any of this stuff that they're going to do is going to make anything better. They're just going to have more DEI advocates. They're going to have more more outreach coordinators. They're going to have more more celebrations and commemorations. Let me just tell you. Here's the she wants to have more ticketing of people driving around the state. I'm sure she has a driver. Cut 20.
So then what are we doing as a state? Aggressive. We're getting really, really aggressive. We are pushing for less warnings, more citations. Ticket them. Because I'm telling you, something slows someone down real quick, like getting your license suspended. And the beauty is, we get to be in charge of that too. Because we will 100% take your license. We have absolutely no problem doing that. Feel free to plead this out in a hearing.
Does that include illegal aliens, too? Of course it doesn't. They're not going to be punished. They already aren't punished. Why would they be punished now? This is only for American citizens, taxpayers. This is only for people trying to go to work in the morning. This is not for fentanyl dealers who are here illegally. We want to help them. So then they're asked, the people are really angry about pickup trucks. You know that I wrote the column recently about the guy who went to the Bruins game and he had Trump stickers on the back of his F-150, and it drove some nut crazy. This was in downtown Boston near Government Center, and the guy just left him this screed about how he was a racist, bigot, beer drinking, Trump voting meat eater. She and these people have the same problems. Cut 16.
And gigantic SUVs, but also now these pickup trucks, like the Ford F-150 gazillionist. I am terrified that they're going to just squish me like a bug and not even notice. And they're all over our cities.
That's very reasonable. They're massive.
Is there anything that DOT can do to help protect us a little bit from them, or at least disincentivize people from buying them?
The problem is we can't. They're already so expensive. I mean, that's just true. We can't price them high enough or put enough fees on them enough that's going to stop the type of person who wants to buy that car. And I am 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their personal car. We have no control over it.
She's comparing an F-150 to an 18-wheeler? This is the Secretary of Transportation? And she's 100% passing judgment. She doesn't care. How about if we passed judgment on her lifestyle? Would that be okay? I don't think so. That would be a hate crime. She's 100% passing judgment. Oh, my goodness. I got a lot more of these cuts, and I see the lines are already starting to fill up. People want to discuss this. Again, this woman makes $196,000 a year. She's the Secretary of Transportation in the Mara Healey administration. And you should check out her photograph because she looks like what you probably think she looks like. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back on How We're Going.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is just this is nutty. We got a lot of people want to talk, but I want to play a few more of these cuts. She has no authority to do any of these things. I don't care what a task force says. Listen to this one. Cut 17.
We can't. There's nothing we can do. At least legally, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, you know, I don't think we can do that either. That's federal highway.
She said require a CDL. In case people didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, that's federal highway. We can't do that.
How about touching the excise tax?
I'm going after that.
Okay, great. Like for these.
Oh, that's already on my list. You don't need to worry about that.
So, yeah, let's think about this heavier vehicles. With
that might do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. I did not agree to it. I just said it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That I will actually look and see if any other state's done it.
Also, maybe think about when the local New York is doing something right now.
So, New York is doing just Do you think I don't have their entire playbook? I do. I'm just going to go down through their list.
See, the difference between Charlie Parker, as bad as he was when they had this that nut a few years ago, the climate change nitwit, and he wanted to crush everybody who drove a car and make them reduce the temperature in their houses. He was fired. This woman will not be fired. She checks all the boxes, and she's going. No, she has no power over the excise tax. Who appointed her? She's not even from here. She's a first generation college graduate. Wow, that's very impressive. Cut 21.
Comes back to funding. We talk about this all the time. We're broke. I literally said that in a budget meeting today. I'm like, we're poor. So if anybody wants anything, like, we are poor. We have no money, especially for private developers who already have money. You don't need my money. But we don't have enough money, but we've never had enough money. We're probably very rarely going to have enough money for transportation, especially safe transportation. So what are we going to do about that? Get aggressive. This governor likes to fight. She does. She loves to fight. So you know what? We're creating this task force. And this funding task force is different than the other commissions, the other task force, and the committees. I know. Trust me, I've sat on a couple of these, so I'm going to be realistic with everyone. This one's actually different because we're not censoring this. I'm going to talk about tolling. I'm going to talk about charging TNCs more. I'm going to talk about potentially charging more for package deliveries, charging more for payroll tax, basically going after everybody who has money.
We're going after everybody who has money. In other words, we're going after everybody who works for a living, and we're going to give all the money to people who don't work for a living, like me and my wife. It's just amazing. The arrogance here. The arrogance. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Yeah, a couple of items on the list, Howie. So at one point she talks about making people pay to use the roads or something like that.
Right.
Is she aware that every resident of the state of Massachusetts pays for the roads fully in multiple ways?
Right.
Already, we pay for that.
We have the highest cost per maintaining roads in the country. I think we're four times what New Hampshire is, or five times what New Hampshire is, and we have crappy roads. You don't need to do any research. Just go out and ride around for a couple of hours, right? And she wants to get more money?
Right. It's already paid for, lady. The other thing is that this thing about putting tolls on the state lines, that's blatantly illegal. We went through our experience with tolls in Rhode Island, and even they, our state officials, were not as dumb as that. We learned from our research that's completely illegal. You can't do that. So she sounds really uneducated about all the matters, and she's the transportation secretary. So wow, that's quite remarkable.
Well, she has certain qualifications as far as Mara Healey is concerned, if you get what I'm saying here. There's Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire. He issued a statement after the story broke this morning. Looks like Massachusetts has found yet another way to unnecessarily take your money. All the more reason for more Massachusetts residents to make the permanent move to New Hampshire. The live free or die state continues to be the place to be. This is Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Hey, Captain. Hey, listen, this is, the previous caller, God bless her. She's right on target here, Howie. Howie, 30-year Fed in aviation. Every Friday afternoon, Buttigieg, whatever how you pronounce that name, sends the email out. It gets swiped right, delete. I cannot stand working for the illegitimate government that I work for. But unfortunately, after 30 years, I'm in the system, and that is.
I understand.
What it is. But I will say this. I will say this, Howie. The excise tax, the local excise tax, was always designed for what? For the local road preservation. As we talked about the roads,
right.
We talked about it. you drive down your typical road, it looks like you were in Beirut. Like, you know, there were mortar shells coming in last night.
We spend more per mile, I think, than any state in the union. We're number one of 50 states. I believe the number is five times per mile that New Hampshire spends. Is New Hampshire one fifth as good? Their roads are as good as? No, they're as good or better than ours.
Howie, when you cross that line up on the North Shore into New Hampshire, it's like they're paved with gold. There's no question. Massachusetts, I'll give you the rough number. It's literally like $7 million per highway mile. The average is like $600,000 per highway mile. There you go. And so where does that excise tax money go? It goes to the flop houses in Taunton on the hotels that you drive past.
Right.
It goes past, you know. All these.
And the MBTA pensions where the Bulgers were getting out at and everybody else was getting out at age 45. They were tied. You could go out. You could, not anymore, but you could go out with a full pension after 22 years. Those cost them a lot of money, you know?
I tell my son that. I said, you know, back in the old days, the smartest thing I could have done out of high school, it was the 20-year MBTA and out. I knew a guy who was 46 years old, Howie, got out at full 80%. He's still...
There's a guy named Rooney. He had other big hack jobs, but he retired. He went to Harvard while he was working for the MBTA, and he retired at like 40 with a full pension. You know, I mentioned earlier in the day that Kevin Weeks did a podcast with this guy Bean Shooter from Lowell, and I watched it last week. It was kind of interesting. And Weeks, when he went to work for Whitey and was making big money and it was all cash, he had a job at the MBTA, and he went in and he said, "I'm quitting my job at the MBTA." And the guy said to him, "Are you insane? Nobody quits a job at the MBTA." And he said, "Well, I'm quitting." And Mr. X, you know what Weeks says now? He's almost 70 years old. He said, "He was right. I never should have quit that job." Right?
Never. Howie, last thing, Howie, I'll leave you with this. I've got 2 years to go. My kid's out of high school. I'm out of here to New Hampshire or someplace, greener pastures.
Yeah.
But I got to find some sucker to buy my house at appreciated value that it's at today. I'm praying to God I can find some sucker to buy it.
There'll be somebody, because they're ruining all these communities with these flop houses. So the people that are trying to get out of those the flop house communities into the other communities. So those prices are still going up. Unless you're in a flop house town, Mr. X, you should be okay. Otherwise, you may have a problem. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Cut 22.
But we're going after all the people who should be giving us money to make our transportation better and our communities better.
Who should be giving us money. How about this? We already spend more per mile than any other state in the union. How about you get some more value for the money that's already being pumped in to the system? Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. How's Roscoe doing? Good?
Roscoe's doing great. He went to the doggy daycare center today. He was pawing at the window trying to get out of the car. He was so happy to be there.
Yeah, that's where Knott should be. Hey, Howie, I got a quick thing to throw you. Remember in the old days when you'd come into Massachusetts from like Rhode Island or from New Hampshire, they used to have these big signs they'd make up. It'd say, "This is your tax dollars, hard at work." That have like a construction zone or something.
Right. Well, and the governor and the secretary of transportation's names. Yes.
Yeah, and the wood would, and it was pressure treated, would rot away before the project ever got finished. I mean, come on. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. You know where all the money's going? It's going in the hacks' pockets, pensions, retirements. You have to work, what,
right,
2 years in the state? You can retire? Come on.
Yeah.
Please.
I know, and she wants to crack down on tax-paying people who are speeding to get to their second or third jobs to pay for all the illegal aliens. But the illegal aliens can just cruise whatever they want, whatever speeds they want. Thanks for the call, Rocky. TJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, Howie. I hope you're feeling well.
Good.
I've been looking around, and I can't find how much the chief access, diversity, and fairness officer is making for the trial court of Massachusetts. Natosha Scruggs.
Natosha.
It's a new senior position.
Scruggs. I'm looking it up right now. I don't know if I'll have time. I'm going to see if I hear. Is that Scruggs with a U?
S-C-R-U-G-G-S.
Okay. Hold on. Tell me. So when was she hired?
That was last effective August 14th, 2023.
I've got her. N-A-T-O-S-C-H-I-A. Would you care to take a guess, TJ?
220.
Little on the high side. 203, 265.
Well, we can pump that up.
But it's a starter job, like you say. It is. She only was hired last year. Natosha Scruggs, Chief Access, Diversity, and Fairness. Oh man, that's a very important. I'm sure she worked a long, long day today, TJ.
She checks off all the marks too, all the boxes.
I wish I'd have known to name my daughters. Give them good names with, apostrophes and just make up names. They'd be making more money than they're making now. Thank you. Thanks for the call, TJ. Natosha Scruggs. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Chad. I'm Howie. Longtime listener, first time caller. I bought one of your books down in Chatham, and I still have the Rifleman T-shirt, and I was wondering why. After the statute of limitations, Trump is being charged. Why does a state prosecutor prosecute a federal charge? It doesn't.
I don't know the answer to that either. I don't know how that works. I don't know how they get away with this. They have all these felons committing these horrible, violent crimes. Many of them illegal aliens. And they always downgrade the crimes to misdemeanors, and then let them go with no bail, or Kerry Kennedy, who says vote for Trump instead of Biden because she's, I don't know what her problem is. She gets the bail for him, and then they take Trump. It's expired under the statute of limitations as a state misdemeanor, and they took the RICO. They made it into a RICO case, you know, where they take all these predicate acts and they just throw in everything but the kitchen sink. And that's the way it goes. And it's an outrage is what it is. And that's what people understand about how bad it is. All right, 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show, and we will be right back.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter, and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at HowieCarrShow.com.